It was absolutely brilliant. You know, when I got asked to do it and I saw that Gianluca Vialli was going to manage the other team, I thought, well, I must know more about Gaelic football than he knows. He's Italian, I bet he's never even heard of the game. Yeah, so, yeah. But I didn't know anything about it either. It was all new to me. And I absolutely loved it. What a good game. Mm. I mean, you know, the experience of seeing the lads, you know, they're complete amateurs. They come in, you know, some of them were travelling up to 40, 50 miles to come training. Yeah. And just do it for the love of the game. So, yeah, I thought it was refreshing. It was good.
Yeah. And can you tell us anything about it? I mean, the first episode is going out this Friday.
Yeah.
So can you tell us, I mean, how well you do? I mean, is it, for example, you know, you've been in management all your life. So is it the same thing? Is it management, basically?
Yeah, it was different, obviously, knowing the you know, the rules. And when they said, go and take a training session, I thought, well, it's not going to be easy because I'm, you know... So I sort of really adapted it to like you would have, you know, a football, you know, training session. I had them just knocking balls up to somebody who was on the volley, like he's catching them, setting them back and they're hitting shots at goal, you know. Same type of thing as you would do in football, yeah. In soccer, really. So, but no, the lads were great and it was good. I mean, it's different. You know, the pitch was cut ankle deep in mud and it was pouring with rain. But we had a good time. I really did. I came away and it was refreshing. I met so many nice people. And, you know, I mean, they're tough lads. They get stuck in. They're not rolling about, squealing when they get tackled or anything. It was very different. It was quite refreshing. It was good.
Mm. And what about West Cork itself? Did you fall in love with it? Have you been to Ireland much before?
Yeah, you know, quite a few times over the years, but... you know, going there to Castlehaven, it was great. You know, everybody seemed to be involved with the GA team. It was all, you know, you went in the shop and the local shopkeeper, he was doing something for the club. The lady who picked me up did something. They was all involved in it. It was all big part of the community. Yeah. Is the team.
Now, I mean, we've all got the BBC right across Ireland, and so we can see it. So, but was there an accent problem at all? Because I mean, you're
I mean, the lady who picked me up in the car, she drove me about an hour to take me to Castlehaven, and I didn't understand one word she said to me, and I don't think she understood a word I said to her, so I kept saying yes, and then when I said something, she was saying, and she was, you know, I think the pair of us, we was like, we come from different... One of us had landed from the moon and someone, we were talking completely different languages, but she was fantastic.
Yeah, and it is a kind of a funny thing, but after a while you just kind of get into a rhythm of language with each other, you start understanding each other.
It was quite strong though, the accent, not like yours. I I've got no problem understanding you, but
really?
I did find, you know, the lady who picked me up in the car was very difficult. She spoke very quick and as I say, I think my Cockney accent didn't help her either.
Yeah. And Harry, the AIB show is called The Toughest Rivalry, first episode this Friday. There would be kind of a rivalry between yourself and Gianluca Vialli, kind of London and all that, Chelsea and, you know, and you being from where you are. So, I mean, how do you think it's going to work out? Do you think he's good at picking up the GA thing? Or?
Oh, well, I think he'd be good at any... Yeah, I mean, he was a fantastic player and, you know, top manager. He's a great guy as well. But I don't think they play this game in Italy. I don't think he's ever seen it. And I bet... I certainly don't think he could pick up the accent very easily. I bet he must have thought, with his Italian accent and the Irish accent, he must have thought, what's going on here, you know?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
He's a great guy. I saw him say, I bashed into him in London a couple of weeks ago, and he said, Harry, I've got to beat you in this game, come on, let me win. I went, no, I've got to win, you know? I said, otherwise I'll get run out of Castlehaven.
Exactly. So, have you got any of the GAA lingo going? I mean, do you know what a schmozzle is, for example?
A schmozzle, I would think that's a bit of a rough and tumble, isn't it? A bit of a schmozzle.
Yeah. So that's probably, is that London?
Yeah, schmozzle, yeah, it would be. A bit of a schmozzle. There was a schmozzle down, down at the Blind Beggars.
Yeah.
Reggie Cray just shot Ronnie Cook. Reggie or Ronnie shot George Cornell. There's a bit of a schmozzle down there.
Well, listen, best of luck with the Toughest Rivalry. So it's going to be on the AIB YouTube channel, and it's starting on Friday, and then there's going to be 8 episodes. And so you don't know the outcome because it's not finished yet.
No.
You have to do the match.
We've got to play. Yeah. That is going to be the big day. And as I say, if I'm getting beat, I'm going to have a car. If we're losing, I'm going to have a car ready to go 5 minutes from the end if we're getting beat to get out of Castlehaven. Because I think I could be chased out of town if we don't win.
Well, Harry, yeah, and you know what the word for a manager is, do you, in Irish?
No.
No. Bonishtor.
Bonishtor.
Bonishtor, that's manager.
Right.
It's kind of almost, it's got the same rhythm as manager, Bonishtor.
Bonishtor.
Bonishtor. Okay. So you are now a Bonishtor.
I'm the new Bonishtor of Castlehaven.
Very good. Great to see
good
you.
Good to see you as well.
Thank you very much.